Yeah, very good evening to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. I truly want to praise and thank God for giving us this opportunity to come to His throne of grace, to seek His face, and to give glory to His holy name. We are in the midst of the Passion Week, also known as the Holy Week. Passion Week begins with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and ends on the Easter Sunday, that is, the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our pastor actually have prepared a summarized event of the Passion Week from Matthew chapter 21 to 28. I wish you would like to encourage all of us to read this daily event that happened on the Passion Week some 2,000 years ago for our personal spiritual edification. So this similar series of events also recorded in the Gospel of John, from chapter 12 to chapter 29. This evening, I wish to share with you a very small portion of Jesus' teachings taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15 to 18, where Jesus taught and comforted his 11 disciples after the feast of the Passover and after Judas Iscariot has gone out to betray Jesus. This is one of the many teachings Jesus taught his disciples during the Passion Week. Let me read to you from John chapter 14, verse 15 to 18. Jesus said to his 11 disciples and to all of us tonight, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seen him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." May the Lord bless the reading of his holy and most sacred word. This evening, I wished to share with you two points from this portion of scriptures. Firstly, how much do we love Jesus? And secondly, Jesus promised to help us. Now, this event happens on Thursday. That is on Thursday, on the Holy Week, where Jesus, with a very heavy heart, conducts the Feast of the Passover with the 12 disciples at the upper room. As it stated in John chapter 13, verse 1, said, "Now, before the Feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hours was come, that he should depart from this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." And after the supper, Judas Iscariot left the room and went out to betray Jesus. Then Jesus taught his most beloved 11 disciples, excluding Judas Iscariot, many things, starting from John chapter 13, 34. Jesus said, "A new commandments I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciple, if ye have loved one to another." Jesus re-emphasized that all his disciples must love one another with the sacrificial love that Jesus have loved us. Such love is the outward manifestation of our inward hearts. We must love our brother and sister in Christ so that all men, that is, others, including non-believers, will know that we are the disciple of Jesus Christ. Christians are commanded by Christ to love one another, especially unto those who are of the households of faith. In John chapter 14, 15, as Jesus challenged his disciple, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment." Jesus wants to reaffirm to the 11 disciples on their love for him. Do you love Jesus with the agapeo or the sacrificial love? Or do you just love him in words only? "Sure, I love Jesus." Maybe you just say, "Oh, with our lips, but not from our hearts." Yes, only you know how much you love Jesus. Dear brother and sister in Christ, This evening, Jesus is challenging us to examine ourselves. How much do we love him? Just to time our love for Christ may diminish, the care of the world has choked our spiritual relationship with God, and we become lukewarm. As Jesus rebuked the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have left thy first love." Have we left our first love? That is our initial love for Christ when we first received our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Our initial zeal and our fiery motivation to please God in whatever thing we do. Our passion to read and to study the Word of God, that is the Bible, was so great that regardless of circumstances, we still tried our best even to read the Word. I remembered when I received Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord in my youth, how I loved to read the Bible. At home, I would have to read the Bible secretly. Either I hide under my blanket, or even I went to the toilet to avoid being seen by my parents. Well, at God's appointed time, God allows my parents to know that I was attending church secretly and I was badly reprimanded and beaten. To keep it short, I was forced even to denounce my faith or being disowned by my father. It was through this challenging time that God gave me this verse, John 14:15, which has been my life verse since then. Jesus challenged his children in verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Similarly, Jesus asked me, "Do you love Jesus more than my family? If you love Jesus, will you keep his commandments?" What are Jesus' commandments? In verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words." Jesus' commandments are the whole counsels of God's word, the whole Bible, including the Old Testament and the New Testament. Well, there are some churches that preach only the New Testament only. They say that we are living in the New Testament era and we will not be subjected to the Old Testament laws and commandments. Let us be very, very careful not to fall into such error. As spoken by St. Augustine, the Old Testament, or the Old Testament, is in the New Testament revealed, and the New is in the Old concealed. So we must study the whole counsel of God's Word in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament in order for us to know God's redemption plans for his chosen people. Jesus, while he was on earth, summarized God's commandment into two salient statements in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to verse 40. "Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and prophets." Yes, how can we disobey the commandments of my Savior and my Lord, who died on the cruel cross and shed his precious blood for my sin? How can I betray Jesus by bowing to the idols that my parents wanted me to do? So according to the first and second commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor shalt serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God." So with this conviction in my heart, I really decided not to be disowned by my parents, rather than to be disowned by God. Nevertheless, I know God's commandments requires me to honor my father and mother as the Lord our God has commanded us. And despite that I was being not welcome in my home, I continue to love and respect and honor my parents as commanded by God. So Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus knows our hearts. We know our hearts are desperately wicked. Surely who can know it? Jesus knows that we surely feel we are left alone to keep his commandment. As for myself, I know that my zeal to study God's word has slowly diminished. I do not have that past passion and zeal when I was a younger believer. Oh, how I need to rekindle my love for Jesus with his help. That's bringing me to my next point, where Jesus promised to help us to keep his commandment by giving us the Comforter. As it stated in the next verse, he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." So Jesus had promised that he will earnestly ask God to give us the Holy Spirit, that he will indwell with us and continue to help us and comfort us whenever we need. What a wonderful Savior. Jesus promised that God will give us the Comforter who will abide or to stay or be present with us forever. God, the Holy Ghost, will continue to be with us and live within us forever. In verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seem him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit will help us to understand the truth that was written in the Word of God, and the truth will make us free. According to John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We praise and thank God that we can rest assured that we can discern between the truth and error through the Holy Spirit prompting. Because Jesus has stated it very clearly to us in verse 17 that the world, those who are outside Christ, cannot receive this Holy Spirit because those who are non-believers cannot see Jesus. They deny Jesus as Lord and Savior. They do not want to believe what Jesus taught in his word, that is the Bible. But we praise and thank God that when we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we shall believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. We shall be saved. And Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit will dwell with us and shall be in us. What a great comfort. The Holy Spirit will dwell with all of us who are called God's children. The Holy Spirit will prompt us and comfort us when our hearts are troubled and worried or even anxious over those things that might happen to us. Our health, our family relationship, our career, our finance, our study, and so on and so on. In addition, the Holy Spirit will continue to help us in keeping God's commandment, helping us to reach out to others with the gospel of our salvation, as commanded by Jesus. Jesus has fulfilled his promise of the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. And I read, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing wind, mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." Jesus promised his 11 disciples, including all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God will be with us, and God will give us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that he will continue to abide with us forever. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Godhead, shall continue to be with us and comfort us when we sojourn on earth. As Jesus promised in verse 18, "I, Jesus, will not leave you comfortless. I, Jesus, will come to you. Jesus will not leave us comfortless. Jesus will come to us. Jesus will not leave, will be with us in person of the Holy Spirit every moment of our lives. He is currently even in the midst of us. As the Apostle Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20, said, "What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." In conclusion, Jesus is faithful that promise. Jesus promised to be with us so that we are able to be and to have the desire to keep God's commandment. As we go through this Passion Week, let us reflect upon what Jesus has done for us, or how much Jesus has loved us that he must suffer such a cruel death for all our sins. Jesus has paid it all on our behalf for our transgression and iniquities. As it is stated in Isaiah chapter 53, "Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed." So tonight, Jesus said to all of us, "If you love me, keep my commandments." How much do you love Jesus? May the Lord help us to be faithful till we see Jesus face to face. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word that will encourage us and assure us that you will continue to be with us, and the Holy Spirit continue to dwell within us. Father, we want to praise and thank thee for thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us so sacrificially that he needed to come down from heaven to earth to walk through this difficult time as he would carry the cross, because thou hast wounded for our transgression. Thou hast bruised for our iniquities. Thou hast punished many stripes for all our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for atoning for our sins. Thank you, Lord, even for redeeming us from eternal damnation and give us everlasting life with God, our Heavenly Father. Father, we truly want to confess our sin before thee. Purge us, O Lord, and cleanse us from all our transgressions, and create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit, that we can continue to walk closer with thee. Help us, O Lord, to be very minded of your love for us. Help us, O Lord, to rekindle our first love, that we will continue to obey thy commandment and do your will, and to reach out to others as thou hast commanded us. So, Father, truly want to cling upon thy promises that has been written in the Word of God. So, Father, help us, O God, to reflect upon your love for us in this Passion Week. We pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.